Hello and welcome to the Interact Virtual Conference and Expo. I'm Ethan Bolt. I'm the Chief Content Officer of Direct Marketing IQ. I'm pleased to welcome you to another great live session today. This one's called Personalized URL Case Study featuring Cox Cable. We have two speakers, Paul Cady. He's the Director of Digital Solutions at Westland Printers, and Tony LaManna is the Manager of Agency Services for the Indros Group and EasyPearl.com. Before we get started, I'm just going to point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, you can troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We will try to address select questions at the end of the hour, or at the end of the half hour in this case. And please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so you can utilize all the widgets. And you can also click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all the widgets on this console do. You can even tweet right from the console. Lastly, if you do leave this session at any time or you want to look at it again later, you can access the entire presentation from the auditorium in the Interact on-demand environment, which will be open for 3 months beginning this Thursday, August 25th. So in the next 30 minutes, Paul Cady of Westland Printers and Tony LaManna of EasyPearl.com, they're going to discuss the successful multi-channel personalized URL campaign for Cox Cable, and they're going to try to answer some questions afterwards as well. So over to you guys.
Thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ethan. This is Paul Cady. I'm going to start today's session off. Before we get into the case study, just wanted to kind of do a little background of how we came up with this type of program. Cox Communication does a great job in new customer acquisition through TV, radio, direct mail, social media, various other medias. They have a full mounted press for obtaining new customers. But what are they doing for their current and best customers is what my contact at Cox was asking one day. And those that have maybe phone, internet, and cable services with Cox, they call it the triple play at times. But what do these customers think, and how do they view Cox overall? And how can Cox show their appreciation to these customers? So a program was developed for these special customers. A random selection of these triple play phone, internet, and cable customers were selected for the opportunity to enroll in the Cox Rewards program. This program is ongoing and is done quarterly. One of the unique things we decided was that instead of sending out just a postcard, we wanted to send out something that people would definitely want to try to open. So a unique concept was designed to, when it got to their mailbox and they had that mailbox moment, that they would definitely say, hey, what's inside of it? So the graphics and all the content was created. And as you opened the box was printed offset with an insert tray which contained a pearl and also a membership card, a mock card, telling them of the good call to action. And I wouldn't stress that more. It was a $50 Amazon.com rewards if they went to their pearl and registered to be enrolled in the program. So they could go on their laptop and go to their pearl, or on the back of the card, we also put a personalized QR code which they could scan with their smartphone and be entered into the program also. Next slide. Okay, at the time that we mailed the boxes, we mailed them out first class mail, so we timed an email that was sent 5 days after the mailing. So what we wanted to do is after the box had arrived, 2 days later, they would get an email. And they had the Pearl link on the email too, So if they hadn't got around to opening their box, then they could also click on that link and join the campaign that way also. Next slide. In 10 days, we had no response from some people. We also sent a second email trigger with their pearl, just telling them, hey, we haven't heard from you. We really want you to join this program, and just another way of trying to get that response rate up. Okay, now once they went to the landing page, either via their QR code or typing in their pearl, straightforward, we had their first name, last name, email, and mobile phone number. Some Cox customers have multiple email addresses, some up to 10, I believe. We are trying to find out who the decision maker in the household was and capture that email address for future contact. Also, we were trying to gather text mobile phone numbers for future text campaigns. Okay, next slide there, Tony. When they went on the site and they filled out their name and their email address, they got the $50 Amazon gift card, which we fulfilled. They also had an opportunity for bonus gift, and we asked them just a multiple choice question about how satisfied they were, so that the marketing science people could be able to see the people's responses. But also in number two, the second question, we also had a box where they could write whatever they thought, whatever they cared or wanted to share back with Cox. And we're going to go into question number two, which actually gave the most insight in a little bit. The bonus gifts were pretty good gifts, and they got to select one of the three gifts. And we fulfilled all the gifts from Westland Printers as we got the orders in. Okay, the next slide. Then a thank you email was sent once someone completed the landing pages, and just thanking them for participating in the program. Okay. And that's an overall picture of the program. And Tony, you can handle the reporting.
Thank you very much, Paul. How's it going, guys? My name is Tony Lamana, of course, with EasyPearl.com. What we're going to actually go over next is the actual use of our pretty robust reporting dashboard to actually give both Cox and Westland some really good insight into their campaign. So as you guys can see here with this first slide on the reporting, this is our general campaign, general level campaign summary report, and it's going to show us all the good stuff that you can see. And in this particular case, the graph is very close to one another. You've got the blue on the left here, which is, of course, the actual people who visited, as well as the people who responded on the right. So just to go over a little bit about who Westland had actually sent this out to for Cox, as Paul had mentioned, of course, they're very loyal Triple Play customers. In this case, they selected at random about 1,996 contacts, of which 1,004 visited, giving us 891 responses for this campaign, which is fantastic, as well as 845 unique visitors that were yielded, giving a 42.3% response rate. Which I'd also like to mention got Westland Printers our Gold and Pearl Campaign Award for 2010, of course, for best response rate. As you can see here, our reporting dashboard actually gives you a lot of really good insight. As you can see, we not only give you the option to track those visits, all the responses, as well as, of course, any, of course, email clicks, tracks, bounces, et cetera, but we can also drill right down into that raw data and see how many people, of course, responded with their first name, with their last name, and actually entered that information. Now, as you can see on the right, there were also those survey questions, which Paul had gone over on the second page of the second landing page here, and Paul can kind of touch real quick back on the recommended improvement for Cox, which was that number two question.
Yeah, the number two question, which they kind of, we decided at the last, hey, let's, you know, they only wanted to put a multiple choice, and that was fine. And we said, hey, why don't we just put a box out there and let people kind of type what they think about you, or if they have any suggestions. Cable is taken very seriously by a lot of people, I guess, in America. And so the comments were very thoughtful. And a lot of them said they were satisfied. Some said they wish they had a better system, some better technical platforms. A lot of them said more DVR recording space. We had people saying more HD sports, and then at the same time, enough already with the HD sports. So it was very, very personal, but very good responses, because we were able then to categorize the different types of responses and send that back to Cox so that their marketing people could take a better and a deep in look and see if there are some things that were all coming through. And as far as, and actually the DVR, more space on the DVR was actually one of the leaders in all the responses. People are wanting to do that, and so now they are looking, as they put out new boxes, to have more DVR spaces available for recording.
Yeah,
so it's a good way to really get good insight, and you just no one wants to fill out 10 different questions. So this was a way that they were trying to say, hey, what do you think? And it was a really good turning point to the campaign by just putting that box and letting people say what they want.
Correct. And I definitely agree with you there, Paul. Now, in addition to that, we also, you know, just to tie in with this actual particular slide that we're discussing now, where they were actually able to give their insight about Cox, that's actually something that EasyPro is kind of using to expand as well as far as feedback from Westland. As you guys can see here, we're actually offering a new way to implement your social media right into your cross-media campaign. So, for example, you know, sharing tweets, sharing Facebook messages right through your landing pages. Let's say you want to share an offer, things of that nature. This can be very powerful in your direct marketing. Now, something that this campaign also touched on, as you can see, are, of course, personalized and static QR codes. In this case, these users with Cox all had a personalized QR code that they were all able to go to the page, and it gave them that extra kind of way to respond. So not only did they have a great package that they received from Cox, they also received that QR code as an extra option. So it really gives you a great extra channel for people to be responding in addition to the email and the Pearl. So you now have three ways that these users were actually able to connect with Cox and the landing page and, you know, get in there and give this feedback. So it all really circles back to being a very, very successful campaign, as you guys saw. And, you know, there's the mystery factor of QR codes as well that, you know, really just gets people, you know, you can just put a single QR code and maybe your brand on a postcard, and that really, you know, can kind of get people interested in actually going and, you know, reviewing that page, wherever it may lead. You know, the mystery factor is great. In addition, hopefully in the future, a lot of as you saw in the metrics, some people did opt into text messaging. And what that actually did was give them the opportunity to, of course, you know, send these people text messages in the future about their service or maybe some other, you know, offers that Cox may have for their customers. This is something that's very good for Cox, and it's also very good for EasyPearl, of course, because they'd be utilizing our services. Now, we can do SMS message blast here at EasyPearl. We can do triggers based on events. So, as you know, Paul had been mentioning, based on 5 and 10 days, which actually Westland had gone ahead and specified, you guys can actually send out triggers, you know, at any time or any duration with EasyPearl. We can actually do those same actions with an SMS text message these days as well. So we have a full SMS integration that, you know, we're going to be releasing and, you know, our customers can be using. Of course, we also offer intelligent mail barcodes, which I'm not particularly sure, I don't believe were used fully in this campaign, but we did have some results from that as well. We, of course, have a very close goal-level relationship with the USPS, and, you know, we provide all kinds of postal tracking as well as interactive maps to view where those particular mail pieces have been and if they have been delivered. And, you know, of course, last but not least, we have a CRM integration. We have our own version of a CRM, which we offer to our customers, which was not utilized in this campaign. And we can also utilize your own CRM. Let's say you guys have an internal CRM, you know, some kind of CRM that will is proprietary but uses XML. Things of that nature all work perfectly with EasyPro. And we can also integrate very big time with Salesforce. Salesforce is another great communication and sales tool, and that's another great great thing as well. So just to kind of move on, we have, of course, just some metrics to go over, just generally about Pearls, not specific really just to EasyPearl. As you can see, of course, response rates, typically we can see, you know, either often see 50% lift over your control piece. And typically they're, you know, of course, always going to be based on a number of factors. So let's say the quality of your list, you know, the message or incentive that you're going to be sending out, and, you know, of course, the aesthetics, which would, you know, in this case be the creative and the landing page, which will all have some kind of bearing on your offer.
Yeah, Tony, I just wanted to add, call to action is the key, and of course, the three-dimensional mailer was, of course, great in this program, but if you have a call to action that's relevant to the people that's receiving it, that's probably, I believe, the most important aspect of any campaign, and it's very important to get that across to your customers. Early when Pearls came out, people thought, hey, just put a Pearl on there and they'll go to it. Well, that might have been early on with people being, it's like kind of like QR codes in a sense are now. What is this? Let me go experience this.
Exactly.
But you want to have your good call to action and some quality creative and a very you know, forthright, easy to access campaign will help you in your quest of a high response rate.
Correct, and I totally agree with Paul on that. I mean, you always have to have something that's, you know, going to be aesthetically pleasing to either your customers or your prospects. That's always going to be number one. I'm actually surprised it wasn't listed that way. But, of course, you know, that is actually going to be, you know, what your customers are viewing, as Paul said. So you always want to make a good impression there. In addition, a lot of people ask us what types of campaigns have always, you know, yielded the best response rates. Typically, you're going to get a lot of responses for, let's say, a service that already exists, for example, enrollment. Renewing your services, of course, for in this case, could be something that Cox may do in the future as well. That's definitely a possibility. You have your lead nurturing, of course, if you're, you know, going to be sending out multiple campaigns, even doing trip marking, those kinds of things. And, of course, direct sales. You know, you want to send out a Pearl that gives you the opportunity to just purchase a product, or to give kind of a discount on purchasing a product. That's also a great way to use Pearls. And, of course, last but not least, contests. A lot of people will use Pearls, let's say, to enroll people into a contest of some sort or some sort of drawing, let's say, maybe for an iPad or an iPhone. Those have actually been very popular pieces that we've been seeing just in the marketing world, you know, in general, that kind of goes over above and beyond there. So that's another great way to use it as well. So just to kind of go over a benefit summary of Pearls, and Paul, you can jump in at any time as well. You know, you're going to be able to personalize your communication with your prospects and your customers and any kind of people that you want to connect with across multiple channels. So as you can see, you know, of course, we've got our email channel. We have our, you know, of course, our web channel, as well as, you know, of course, providing, again, that mystery factor of QR codes and personalized QR codes as well. Now, we also have the – go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Tony, I just wanted to say on segment two, which we're not covering in this case study, of course, but the second segment of this.
Correct.
We actually had a versioned landing page where they were trying to find out for on-demand movies what kind of genre people were – you know, what families, what genres that they like. So
of course.
Horror, adventure – action, and when they actually picked the action or the horror genre, then their thank you email was version to that genre. So that was another way that we brought in the dynamics of graphics to kind of go and coincide with what they had just picked, which was a neat thing that we did.
Exactly. That's actually a great point that you bring that up, Paul, and I do recall when we set that up. To be honest, it's actually a great point, mainly because of the fact that using Perls isn't just about personalization anymore. Easy Perl is, you know, we're widely regarded as the leader, and that's actually because of the ability that we give our customers, and of course in this case Westlin, to kind of create rule-based campaigns and create rule-based interactions. So these aren't things that can, you know, be set up once and they can't ever be changed. You know, we offer a lot of flexibility. And of course, Westlin, in this particular case with Cox, recognized that and used it to the best of their ability. And you know, that's something that we want to get a lot of our customers continuing to do, because you know, we can customize a certain email to go out, a certain element on the page, you know, you name it, based on any data you have or something that somebody even inputs or clicks on the page. You know, certain things can happen and you know, change based on that. So that's actually a very good point, Paul. And that actually brings us to the third point here in the slide about boosting conversion rates, because that actually will always boost your conversion rate. You're personalizing something to somebody and giving them that really personal feel that's going to give them, you know, some that warm and fuzzy feeling inside that, you know, this is actually something that I want to get into or respond to or, you know, gain more information about. And what that does is, you know, in turn, increase the return of investment on the actual campaign that you've gone ahead and done there.
Relevancy is king.
Indeed it is. Always will be. And in addition to that, you know, you're always going to increase the speed and efficiency of your lead retrieval. This can be done either by using email triggers or simply just, you know, by having that go right into our reporting dashboard, or as we touched on before, the CRM integration that we could, of course, do with your company or with your client's company, et cetera. And, you know, we've got a lot of those under our belt, connections with APIs and modular installations of the sort. Now, of course, that brings us to our last point here about accurately tracking your web responses, which in this case, we can actually go ahead and use our reporting dashboard. We can go ahead and we can use our email leads, and we can go ahead and push those out based on, again, interactions on the page, responses to the campaign, et cetera.
So, of course, having the on-demand dashboard in real time, we're able to tell my contact, here's your username, here's your password. Of course,
correct.
I can send you some reports, but at the same time, depending upon the customer and their abilities, they would say, hey, no, just give me that. I want to start checking and seeing how this campaign's going in real time. So it's a great benefit.
Exactly. That's another great benefit, our reporting dashboard, as well as, you know, all of our other services, that everything does get updated in real time. So, you know, the minute a lead comes in, you can go right into the dashboard or check your email based on how you've got your campaign set up, and, you know, bam, you've got everything right there, and you've got all your information right in front of you. So it really does become, you know, again, a great way for you to, you know, especially capture leads as well as review those leads in a timely fashion. And, you know, as Paul said, this really did help, you know, not only Westlin but Cox as well, get into their information and start, you know, gauging the campaign and, you know, its metrics as well as pretty much exactly how it's performing as it happens. So it's another great benefit and, you know, kind of edge that, of course, we're going to, you know, we offer to our customers. And I guess before we go, Paul, was there anything you wanted to touch on this last slide here?
Just to say that the second segment that we'll be doing a case study on, actually with the variable landing pages and the variable emails, was another box that was sent out, a little smaller, but we got a 63.9 conversion rate on that.
Excellent.
So it does work.
Indeed it does, guys. So, you know, we really do, you know, we hope that, you know, some of this information will be useful to you guys, and, you know, we really hope, you know, to see some, you know, Perls going out in the future.
Well, thanks very much, Paul and Tony. That was excellent. As you can see in the next slide, this is some of the contact information for them. we do have many good questions here. There's that slide. You'll see that there.
All
and we
right.
do have some good questions coming in. I'm going to go ahead and pose these to both of you, and then one of you two can decide to grab it.
Sure.
The first question that came in was there any significance to the 5-day waiting period in terms of when you sent the email after the box arrived?
Yeah, the significance was, well, actually, we triggered once we mailed the boxes, we triggered the email to go along 5 days from the day we mailed the boxes. So we did them, but we mailed these first class. And so we looked at it like, well, within 3 days, people would have the box, and maybe some 4. But we kind of wanted to have it the email arrive relatively at the same time as the box. So therefore, it just reinforced the program, and that's what we did.
Okay. The next question is, does Cox know what the cost in relation to the response was, and if so, what was their ROI for the campaign?
It's an ongoing campaign. These are customers that they have that are customers of theirs. They looked at it as trying to give appreciation back. Everyone's always trying to get your business. Everyone's getting cards in the mail to switch to this cable provider or this cable provider. And like I said early on, they do try to they do a great job as trying to get new customers, but what are they doing to their current customers? So it looks, you can say that the average customer spends probably, in this triple pay, I would say $150 to $200, maybe $150, a month. So we can do the math, and they definitely wanted to do something for them, show them that they're appreciative, but also find out how they're doing. And by finding out from their best customers what they think, they feel that they can take this information and try to help their company improve and also ideas to move forward in the future. So I think they looked at it as kind of an overall, we want to know what our customers think.
Very good.
Right. This next question, I guess, would be for Tony. They're asking, is there added cost to doing a personalized QR code versus a static QR? And is it cost based on how much personal data is attached to the personalized QR code?
Great question. There is not a difference in cost doing personalized QR codes versus static QR codes. And no, the cost typically is not based on how much personal data is attached to the personalized QR code. And the reason for that being is that, a QR code is simply just a quick response code. So what that does is it kind of encodes that URL as text right into that code so that when it's scanned at high speed, of course, it's, going to direct you either right away, depending on your phone, your browser, as well as the QR code reading software, right into the web page. So, no, typically that would not increase the cost in using QR codes with EasyPearl with your QR campaign.
Okay. And I think we just have room for one more question. This would go to Paul. What are your thoughts on using similar marketing programs, i.e. the box mailer, in a business-to-business marketing setting?
I think it's just – it puts people – You put yourself apart. I know that trying to get meetings with people, I've done the FedEx route too, where you send a FedEx box and it's a letter inside of it. You're trying to get that 20 seconds for someone to say, yes, I want more information. And I think that when people send postcards out, I get them all the time on equipment or different software programs. Unless something really stands out to me, I look at it and sometimes I'll toss it, but of course it has to be relevant. Something has Washington Redskins on it, I'm reading it. But when I look at the three-dimensional box and also a good call to action, I just think it's just money well spent. How much is a typical lunch? To get that person out versus sending them a very nice customized, relevant, three-dimensional piece. I just think it's a great way to go and stand out in the crowd. with a bunch of response mechanisms included.
Right, right. Well, I think that's a great way to end it. Thank you again, Paul and Tony. And I will have to close the session now. So on behalf of Target Marketing and Printing Impressions Magazines, thanks for attending. If you're interested in discussing anything that you heard during this presentation, I encourage you to visit the Networking Lounge to chat live with other session attendees. You can also check out the agenda. We have many more sessions in store for you today, and we already had sessions that you can see in the on-demand environment as well. And remember, if you can't watch them live, just add them to your briefcase, view them at your convenience, and we wish you to have a great day. Thanks again.